Now, filming has completed for the new series of Dragon's Den, which will be shown on BBC Two later this year. There are three new dragons joining the panel alongside the established ones, Deborah Mead and Peter Jones. And one of the three is Sarah Willingham, an entrepreneur who is from North Staffordshire. She attended the old Sneed High School, I think also Newcastle-under-Lyme School. Her parents worked locally, or still work locally. Sarah completed two business degrees at Oxford Brookes University before attending a business school in France. And while she was there, she worked at Planet Hollywood and became took charge of European franchising. She then landed a job at Pizza Express as head of Europe in their international department. She went on to be a successful serial entrepreneur, or is a successful serial entrepreneur, known for turning the Bombay Bicycle Club into the largest chain of Indian restaurants in the UK. Also the founding director and investor in the London Cocktail Club. You also may have seen her on several TV programmes as a consumer champion and money-saving expert. Well, Sarah joins me on the line now. We'll talk about Dragon's Den in a minute, Sarah. But first of all, to what extent do you owe your success to your parents and your upbringing in our area?
I mean, there's no doubt it is. You know, you slice me down the middle, and I am very much from where I was brought up. You know, I'm so proud to be from Stoke, and that my whole heritage going back, grandparents and everybody, you know, you go all the way back, and we're all from Stoke, and from the Potteries, Fenton, Tunstall, Hanley, Stoke, Newcastle. So, and most of my mates is still my best mates since I was 5 years old and I went to school with them. So, you know, I think one of the things that I love about coming home to Stoke is that the people are so friendly and so straight talking. And I think that's one of the things that, for me, you know, I'm sat there on Dragon's Den and I, you know, I'm just so straight with everybody, and that's very, very much part of my upbringing.
Okay. So you mentioned you're on the new series of Dragon's Den, which I think will be shown later in the year. How's that going?
We finished filming it now. It was brilliant. It'll be out in the summer. I loved it. It was, what a great experience.
Was it daunting going on the show?
Very daunting. I mean, I don't care how successful you are, I do not believe that walking into that den, no matter which side you're sat on, is not daunting. You know, that's a real legacy TV show. You know, we've all seen it go through the years, and lots of different dragons sat there, and we've seen how intimidating it is just watching it, never mind sat in there. But I soon just fell back and enjoyed it, because, you know, I've been investing in small businesses for a while now, and the fact that I've got the business after business after business just coming in while I'm sat in an armchair and pitching, it's, you know, what's not to like? It was great. And one of the things I was very, very surprised about is that just how many great businesses there were that came through the door.
And finally, what are you looking for when it comes to investing in a company?
Well, I think, you know, we're looking for the same thing that we'll be looking for when we judge the Nectar Small Business Awards this year, which is, you know, you look for a great entrepreneur. You look for, so the good person behind it with great passion, that they know what they're doing and they have the ability to take it forward. A good, solid business model. You look for, you know, are they niche market? Are they mass market? What is their market? Who is their consumer? Who are they aiming for? And then, of course, you look at the front end stuff, which is the name and the branding, and have they got that right? And then you look at all of that together, you know, and is this, put that package together, and it becomes a very investable business.
Great. Okay, well, we'll talk a bit more about business success. We'll chat more to Sarah after this. 101.8 FM. Cross Rhythm City. My guest is Sarah Willingham, the Stoke-born entrepreneur and the newest member of Dragon's Den, or the newest dragon on the BBC Two series, which will be screened in the coming months. We're going to be talking about business success next, and as well as talking to Sarah, I've also got on the line now Will Shuckburgh. He is the managing director of Nectar, and we're talking about the name of a business. How important is a business's name to its success? It's true, of course, for many businesses that reputation and being recommended by family and friends is really important, but what difference can a name make? We'll start off with Will from Nectar. How is it that a name is so important to a business?
So I think it's really about the personality that it gives to businesses. We've been running the Nectar Small Business Awards now for 7 years, and we've had some fantastic small businesses, but the ones that have always won the awards have been really quirky ones. And a name can just add to that personality and differentiate yourself from a crowded marketplace.
Okay, so run through some of these quirky names then, Sarah.
Yeah, so my favourite actually came in number three. That's Back to the Fuchsia, a florist, which I think is absolutely great. The first one, the number one winner, was The Codfather, and Fish and Chip Shops made quite a few entries in the top 10.
Yeah.
Florist Gump being another example of a florist as well.
Okay, I'm going to throw in some local business names here in Stoke-on-Trent. There's a barber shop in Hanley who advertises on this radio station, and they're called Alias Quiff and Combs, which I think is quite good. And also Rejoice and Be Clad for all your cladding fascias and soffits. Again, very good. What about a bland, non-descriptive name? Does that not? Do you think that harms a business in a way?
I think it's really interesting because, one of the things that's come up in the Nectar Business research is that one in five of us admit to avoiding a company simply because we don't like the name. But I think that's different. There's a difference between don't like and bland. I think bland, there's no harm in bland if it suits the business. So you can have different types of names. You don't have to be witty and hilarious all the time. What will suit some other businesses to go, one of the things that's come up in the research is that one in four of us, so 25% of us, trust a business that's got heritage, that's local, that shows that it's a father and son, or has been established for 25 years or 30 years, and we trust those types of businesses. So you could have what you might describe as a bland, nondescript name, but it's got the advantage of being established for a long time and that it's got that heritage. So that can really work. Or you can have a business where you say what you are on the tin. Mm. It's a descriptive name, and so it doesn't always have to be funny. One of the winners of Nectar Awards, which is what we're launching today, Nectar Small Business Awards, is Not on the High Street, and that's a perfect example of say what you are on the tin.
Okay. I was reading that some of the biggest global brands have changed their name over the years. And one example, students Larry and Sergey named their search engine Backrub, which was later changed to Google. I imagine if it stayed as Backrub, it wouldn't have taken off in the same way.
Really, I've actually not heard that.
No, me neither. That's great.
Wow, that's a great story.
Yeah.
I was talking earlier, we were talking about ones that we remember. Do you remember Opal Fruits being changed to Starburst?
Mm,
and Marathon being changed to Snickers?
Yeah. Will, has Nectar always been called Nectar?
Yeah, it's always been called Nectar, but, it does have that power of resonance as a name. It's a brand that most people are familiar with, and I think, changing it does come with some real challenges if we ever did that going forwards.
Will, where can people find out more about the Nectar Small Business Awards?
So just go to nectar.com/small-business. They're free to enter, and entries close 24th of July.
And please, people from Stoke, I would love to see a Stoke business win these. So let's get applying.
Great chatting to you both this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks you. Bye-bye.